Game Preview is brought to you by Proven IT.
Hi again, everybody. Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer with you from PNC Studio here at Hattusaw. It's already week five of the NFL season, a Monday night matchup between the Bears and the Minnesota Vikings. So let's start breaking it down because it is Trubisky time.
Right, but this is game preview, not player preview. So I think that's
Can you believe how much conversation there is about this young man getting his first NFL start? The anticipation, the excitement.
But it started on the night of the draft. When they walked to the podium and they said the Bears have traded up for the second pick in the NFL draft, it's the anticipation from that second until we heard the name Trubisky. There's 20 people that rolled through your head.
We were at the NFL draft show that we did, and within seconds, the people who were there kept coming up. So when's he starting? He'll start week one. And that was the conversation all the way through the offseason, preseason, and the first month of the regular season.
Well, you know, I'm really impressed with the talent he's shown since the day he's got here until his last day of training camp. He's been a little bit behind the scenes since the start of the regular season, but you can see his upside, and you can see why they made the change. His athleticism makes defensive coordinators nervous. I think Mitchell Trubisky is the type of guy that comes early and stays late, and that's good. You know, teammates want to see that because now when they're in the same meeting room with him, and as an offense as a whole, and then as it whittles down to the quarterback room, they want to see a guy that's invested in it. And so I think it's important, the reflection he's given to his teammates already.
So his first assignment is trying to deal with someone you know very well, and Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator, essentially, for the Minnesota Vikings. It's his defense. It comes with a lot of exotic blitz packages. He's not afraid to bring it from any level of that defense, and that defense is loaded with first-round talent, name talent. What is Mitchell facing against the Vikings on Monday night?
Well, because of the game that Jordan Howard had against them last year at home, and you have the fact that you have a rookie first-time starting quarterback, you're going to see more guys up at the line of scrimmage than you're going to be able to count. It's going to look like there's 13 guys on the line of scrimmage. So, again, it's about making sure you understand all of your assignments, offensively speaking. It's not going to be about how Mitchell Trubisky plays against Mike Zimmer. It's going to be about how he uses his offensive game plan against the defense he sees in front of him.
On the flip side, another rookie of significance is Dalvin Cook. He's out for the year in Minnesota with a torn ACL. We don't know who's going to quarterback just yet. Case Keenum, though, you can't fall asleep on the backup quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings. He threw for almost 400 yards a couple of weeks ago. He has protected the football for the most part. If it's Sam Bradford, fine. He's coming off a knee if he does. But they have a lot of weapons at receiver. And right now, Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are 1-3 in the league in yardage.
Well, because of the injury to Dalvin Cook, it's the exact opposite of the Chicago Bears. It's not Jordan Howard through the quarterback. In Minnesota, it's the two big-time receivers. So now they threaten you off the line of scrimmage and kind of opens up some running lanes up front. It's going to be a really interesting matchup to watch because I think Vic Fangio, Mike Zimmer are two great defensive coordinators in the league. And then you have the offensive-minded coaches from each side. How are they going to attack the opponent's defense and the way they see him with the different assets they have? It's going to be a great game to watch.
Protection will be key as well. The Vikings can rush the passer. Everson Griffin already off to a great start this year. Danielle Hunter, they've got some bodies on that defense to account for, no question about it. That's going to wrap us up. For Tom Thayer, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.